It was a year ago this week that war erupted between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon, a war that lasted only 34 days, but whose impact is still reverberating heavily in both countries. The conflict was triggered by Hezbollah's capture of two Israeli soldiers in a cross-border raid on July 12th. By the time the two sides laid down their arms just over a month later, Lebanon had nearly 1,200 dead and over 4,000 wounded. Israel lost 158 lives and suffered nearly 2,000 wounded. While heavy Israeli bombing caused massive damage to much of Lebanon's infrastructure. So, 1 year after this short but deadly conflict, how is the recovery effort progressing in Lebanon, and how do the people there feel about their future? Susie Hodges has been finding out.
During the war, Israeli bombing devastated many areas of southern Lebanon and Beirut's Shiite suburbs, along with bridges, ports, factories, power networks, and other targets elsewhere. Almost a million Lebanese fled their homes in the conflict zone, and the government says 125,000 homes were destroyed or damaged. Another lingering consequence of the conflict is the contamination of many areas in the south by Israeli cluster bombs. The United Nations estimated that 1 million cluster bomblets were dropped by the Israelis, with perhaps 40% of them failing to explode on impact. George Khoury is director of Caritas Lebanon, and he told me more about the continuing difficulties faced by the population in southern Lebanon.
Most of the population returned and are settling back in their hometowns, but they still suffer from shortage of everything, you know. The economical situation is very bad, and there is no way to earn decently a living in the villages on the borderline. Still, there is, you know, a very big tension. There is a real threat, as you probably have heard of, what happened to the Spanish battalion from the UNIFIL. They lost six of their troops, and we still are under the threat of bomb attacks and mining.
Do people there think another war could break out of the same type? Because that war was very inconclusive, and nobody, you know, Israel didn't manage to achieve what it hoped to achieve, for instance.
Your analysis to the situation reflects the reality in our country. We are still, you know, fearing a start again of the war activities and hostilities from both sides, the militias, who are very sophisticatedly and highly armed. And on the other, you have the Israelis, who still have some plans to implement with regard to have peaceful border with Lebanon. On both sides, there is a large military activities.
And what about the problem of cluster bombs? This was a major problem in the aftermath of the war, with millions being dropped by Israel. Have they now been cleared?
Not totally. They are working. The UNIFIL, the United Nations troops, are working on clearing the fields. But, you know, most of what they have been able to do is clear it out from the villages and in between the houses and homes. But most of the population in the south are working with agriculture, and they have a great fear they cannot go to their field to harvest or work their land. So they are, by that way, out of resources, you know. They cannot earn decently their living.
Is Caritas helping in any way these people?
You know, very little help comes to these people, and they have large needs. No matter how much and what we give, it leaves them with a lot of needs to cover. Since they are not producing anything, they have no funds to pay the school tuition, they have no money to pay their hospital or medical care, even medicines. So it's getting very hard.
And so how would you describe the mood or the morale of these people?
It's a very shaking morale they have. They go by ups and downs, but there is nothing sure for the future.
The inconclusive war between Israel and Hezbollah guerrillas didn't just cause death and destruction and economic hardship, as we just heard. Analysts say the conflict has had a significant political impact by increasing divisions between rival groups throughout Lebanon as a whole. Assassins have killed two anti-Syrian politicians in the past 8 months, and more than 200 people have died in battles between Lebanese troops and Al-Qaeda-inspired militants in a Palestinian refugee camp. In the south, a car bomber killed 6 UN peacekeepers last month. The various factions are all reported to be rearming, despite denials, and the Israeli-Hezbollah conflict is far from resolved. Given the current tensions and political deadlock at the government level, it's little wonder that many Lebanese are increasingly concerned about their country's future. Houri says although the war between Israel and the Hezbollah guerrillas ended last August, he believes conflict is still stalking his country.
War is going on and still going on in our country. It's taking different aspects, you know, and it's covering different areas, but it's the real and same trauma on all the population in Lebanon, and in particular the Christian groups among all the population. Fortunately, the Arab states are supporting militarily, financially, morally, politically, and all kind of support comes to the Muslims in our country, while the Christians are getting very, very little support from the West, with whom we share some ideals for democracy, for freedom, for dignity, for independence. The Arab world suffers from the military fundamentalism, where war and killing people and bloodshed, and we also have all the money which comes from the petrodollar and is, you know, dominating all aspects in our life. We are very uncertain about our future. And especially when it comes to the Christians, we are going through a lot of pressures. The Muslims and fundamentalism, they have large amounts of money, which they use in different ways and by different means to dominate as much as they can and to have Lebanon become a Muslim world.
Is there a lot of immigration because of this ongoing tension and, as you say, the violence that ever so often...
Unemployment on one hand, and shortage of opportunities for jobs. And on the other hand, you have this uncertain future and the threat of the Islamism and fundamentalism makes that most of the Christians emigrate. We have since last year, July last year, until now, we have lost some 400 young Christians who have gone abroad, either to Europe or United Arab Emirates or to Australia and United States.
And is this an exodus that is continuing?
Yes, the exodus is still going on. You have to come and see how people are queuing in the embassies for visas. And they are accepting any offer they can get.
And do many Lebanese, whatever their religion, whatever their ethnic group, fear that there could be another civil war like, say, what there was in the 1980s?
We hope not. I don't think that a civil war has too much success. But we still not know if one group gets strong enough to go on, to embark into a civil war or not. It's a real threat.
But how free is Lebanon as a society?
We cannot say that Lebanon is totally free. The two major groups who are, you know, for the time being against each other, one group gets the support of the East and the other group gets the support of the West.
And you feel caught in the middle somehow?
Yeah. Try to catch the attention of the Westerns about the freedom and the integrity and sovereignty of Lebanon. We want them to pledge... War, you know.
And you feel this freedom and the integrity of Lebanon is definitely under threat at the moment.
Yes.
That was George Houri, Director of Caritas Lebanon. And I'm Susie Hodges.